A report by the Health Information and Quality Authority has found that people who've had COVID-19 now have immunity for at least 9 months after their initial infection. The finding, which has been passed on to NPHET, is based on a review of international evidence, including 19 large cohort studies of reinfection involving more than 640,000 previously infected people. The previous presumed period of immunity was 6 months. We can talk now to Dr. Maureen Ryan, Deputy CEO of HICWA and Director of Health Technology Assessment. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Ryan. Thanks for talking to us once again. So what are you finding and what are you saying in relation to people's natural immunity as a result of contracting the virus?
So, good afternoon, Brian. Yes, today HICWA published the advice that we provided to NPHET last week on the duration of immunity and protection from reinfection following COVID-19. And as you said, we reviewed the international evidence and found substantial evidence in the form of 19 large cohort studies following 640,000 individuals. And in six of those studies, people were followed for up to 10 months. And what the studies showed was that the risk of reinfection is low. There's no increase in the risk of reinfection over time. And so on the basis of this evidence, we were confident to provide advice to NPHET that the duration of presumed immunity after COVID-19 could be extended from 6 months to 9 months.
And does this apply regardless of which variant someone might be infected with?
So in terms, I suppose, of the information that we have around the variants, in one of the studies that we had in this update of our review of immunity, this is the seventh time that we've looked at this evidence, so we're looking at it on a rolling basis. But this time we did have one study which actually looked at a comparison of immunity versus the B117, so that's the first variant of concern, if you like, the UK variant. It looked at the immunity from natural infection versus B117 and compared that to immunity from two doses of the vaccine versus the B117. And it saw that the immunity provided either by natural immunity or by vaccination immunity was equivalent. We don't have any studies yet that look at natural immunity to the variants that originated in India, the so-called now called the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. But we do know that after two doses of the vaccine, that vaccine effectiveness is quite similar to what it is to other strains of the virus.
You're also saying this has various implications, for example, in relation to the testing of people, in the freedom they might have to travel once we have these green certificates. All of that comes into play.
Yes, indeed it does. So if we think about the green certs are given to people who either have a negative test, they're fully vaccinated, or they have recovered from COVID-19. So now that we've moved the duration of presumed immunity from 6 to 9 months, anyone who's had COVID-19 in the previous 9 months will automatically be entitled to a green certificate. It also is relevant in the context of serial testing, for example. So somebody who's recovered from COVID-19 in the last 9 months would no longer be due to have serial testing, say for example, this is the regular type of testing that happens in high risk settings like meat processing plants and so on. And this is quite relevant when we think that 2/3 of the people who've been infected with SARS-CoV-2 who've acquired COVID-19 in Ireland have acquired it since the beginning of this year. So those people who acquired it in January, they would have been, their presumed immunity would have been expiring around the beginning of July, whereas now it'll persist out for another 3 months.
All right. Well, listen, it's fascinating findings, and I'm sure for anyone who's been infected by the virus, it's very reassuring news to hear from you. But thank you for that. That's Maureen Ryan, Dr. Maureen Ryan from HICWA.